What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to do?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
We have two positive news stories to start your Tuesday off right. Tim, what do you have?
Man, I have a really cool story. So one of my favorite holidays, my family's favorite holiday, honestly, is Halloween. It's Halloween time, man. People are dressing up.
What are you dressing up as this year?
Ooh, you don't know what it is.
You're probably right, but don't assume.
So I've talked about it before on here, but there's a TV show called Bluey. It's on Disney. It's a mom, dad, dog, two daughter dogs. And I'm the dad. Edna's the mom. The kids are the two daughter dogs. And it's hilarious because that's like their favorite show. They watch it every night before they go to sleep. We ordered the costumes like in September. So it's just been sitting in the closet. But the kids saw it and they were like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. We actually have our first Halloween event tonight. So we'll go to Edna's school where she works at. And we'll do the brick or treat thing over there. And kids will get some candy, get to wear their costumes and stuff. So it'll be cool. But yeah, I'm really excited for that one, honestly, just because they love the show. Tú sabes. But anyways, back to reality, to the positive news. So Halloween is an amazing holiday. You get to dress up. You get to just play around. You get to act like a kid as an adult is how I see it. I really am big on the families doing Halloween together. So that leads me to Christopher Wagner. He's known by locals in Austin as the fairy godfather of Halloween. 10 out of 10 nickname. The reason why, all year long, this man can be found at thrift stores looking for all type of costumes. He's looking for all type of clothes that he can turn into costumes. It doesn't matter if it has glitter, doesn't matter if it's shimmery. He wants it all. What he does is he buys these clothes and he takes the time to put these costumes together, and then he gives it away for free to people that are in need. He wants everybody to feel how he felt whenever he put on costumes, and he just wants to have fun. He wants everybody to share that joy. He puts in about $5,000 of his own money. He also gets money donated himself, and he spends all of his time again for free doing this for others. I think this is a 10 out of 10 story because, again, I know what Halloween means to myself and my family. We do a lot of activities, from painting pumpkins, carving pumpkins, making cookies, watching movies, going out to trick-or-treat parties and all that good stuff. It's a great time. So yeah, I thought this was cool. I didn't know there was a lot of people out here like that, so I wanted to give a shout out to Christopher Wagner.
How expensive are Halloween costumes?
So this year, I think we spent like $50 per costume. Maybe the kids were a little bit less because they're kids. Adults are a little bit more expensive. Last year, though, when I was a Power Ranger, I think my daughter's was like $25. The wife's was like $40. The son's was like $20. Mine was like $140.
Yeah. So this is how much money he's saving people every single year.
That's a family of four right there, man. And I did it big, too. So he's saving every family $100 or more. And there's a lot of kids out there that are wearing the same costume year after year. So with somebody like him in their community, they get to wear something new.
Very festive and timely positive news story.
Tú sabes.
Have you ever heard of the Bubble Boy?
Was this a guy that was like in a bubble to stay away from germs?
Yes. So originally, it's called Bubble Boy disease. But have you noticed you haven't seen that anymore?
I haven't. It's been, yeah, since I was a kid, maybe. Middle school.
So sometimes positive things happen and we just miss it. I have a story about a young lady named Elania. She was born with called Bubble Boy disease. It's ADA-SCID. I am not even going to try to say the... You want to try, Tim? I know you can see my notes. You want to say that?
Andonesian Demenes Severe Combined
Immune deficiency.
I was trying to read.
I like how you did the rest really well. You did the easy one hard.
I thought that was going to be so much harder. I didn't look at the whole word. I really should have. That was hilarious.
So her immune system was so fragile, any exposure to germs could be lethal. She underwent a gene therapy treatment. She's 11 now. She underwent it when she was like, before she was one, which gave her the missing ADA gene. This allowed her immune system to function more normally. She's been great ever since.
That is a positive news story if you did not get.
In most trials, 95% of patients are cured and survival is nearly 100%. There's only been one person that's died. So we don't even have to deal with this anymore because of gene therapy. And I feel like this just went under the radar. This is a thing where it's, I guess we're technically old heads. What's that? Like, you're old.
We're at unk status for sure.
We don't have to deal with this anymore, Tim.
I do think that's amazing. I do know how rare it was, though. Like, we didn't see anybody or know anybody that was in a bubble, but there were people out there in stories.
Yeah,
that
because their immune system was so bad.
They had to stay at home. So I guess that's why we haven't heard about it. But that's why we're here, though, to remind people, hey, stuff like this was going on and it no longer is, because science is cool with the positive truth.
Perfectly said. Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for trying new restaurants, places that I probably should have went to a long time ago. For example, the Chinese restaurant right next to Try Five. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this. I think it was Tuesday, maybe Monday. And I did not like it. Hey, I'm glad that I tried it, because I know now, hey, I'm not going to stress over wanting to try it anymore. But I am really grateful to try new restaurants, because I remember as a kid, it was McDonald's or Subway or pizza. And that was it for years. Oh, that was getting made at the house maybe twice a week. Ugh, I won't do it now.
Hamburger Helper is great, man.
Everybody tells me that as an adult. I'm like, you guys don't understand.
I ate it every day.
Every day. It was like Top Ramen in between. Ugh. Man, that was tough. good times.
Since it is Halloween, we used to have a running joke, and I can't make it anymore. So I'm going to be grateful for you that you got to live out your Power Ranger fantasy.
Say it. I knew it.
Because whenever we started the podcast, you're like, yo, I'm going to have a kid. We're all going to dress up as Power Rangers. And then it didn't happen the first year. And it didn't happen the second year. Then it didn't happen the third year. Then it didn't happen the fourth year. And every single time, Tim would be like, yo, it's going to happen. It's going to happen next year. It's going to happen. And by the sixth year, I was like, Tim, this is never going to happen.
Yeah, and I stayed quiet, too. I was like, you'll see.
I remember one year you were like, it's going to happen. We already bought everything. And then, like, you came in. You're like, well, I guess we had to be Spider-Man. I was
so salty. Oh, I remember. I'm glad we waited, though, because Leandro can move around and he still wears that Power Ranger costume to this day. I'll get home some days and he's like, Daddy, I'm Speed. And he's running around like he's a Flash in a Power Ranger costume. I love it.
So I'm glad you got to finally experience that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Was the delayed gratification worth it?
Absolutely, because the kids want to be Power Rangers again, but Edna ain't letting that happen this year or next year. So we got to wait a couple more years.
And the building dreams and crushing them too.
Absolutely.
Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Hope everyone enjoyed our positive news stories and our gratification segment. We'll be back tomorrow with more positive news stories. If you send us a positive news story and send us a 5-star positive review, we'll send you a t-shirt.
For free 99.
For free 99. Tim, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. This quote is actually from Mr. Chris, the godfather of Halloween. The goal is to make people better than they were before the event, he says. If there's somebody there to help you, then you're more than likely to turn around and help somebody else. Quotes by him.
We appreciate everyone for listening.
Stay positive.